Clint Wild is the president of the Fairview Curling Club. He joins us on the line today. Clint, thank you very much for joining us. The Fairview Curling Club has been going under renovations for the last couple of years. How are the renovations going?
Well, it's been a battle. Put it this way, that would have been 2 years ago. The roof failed on us and made the club unusable. So finally, after about a good 6 months of getting everything all ready and getting some funding in place and stuff, we're able to get a project set up and get a contractor involved and get a whole new roof replaced on the facility so we can access and use the facility again here this fall.
How proud were you to get the funding from the surrounding community and surrounding jurisdictions? A lot of funding, I know, came from the town. A lot of funding came from the MD. How proud are you that you were able to get the funding and the renovations were able to start quickly?
Yeah, we're very fortunate to be in Fairview. Our support from both the town and the municipal and through some other supports from grants and other businesses and stuff that we've received is excellent. And we can't thank them more than enough. Everyone is more than willing to lend a helping hand when it comes to recreational facilities, and it's just great to see for the community.
How much gratitude do you need to give to the community of Whitelaw? Because Whitelaw stepped up and say, hey, curlers, we understand you don't have a facility to curl in. Come on over. We're just down the road. We'll let you borrow our facility.
Yeah, Whitelaw has been great for us through the whole the time. Like, and even with a lot of events, farmers and merchants, junior curling programs and stuff, it's been a lot of back and forth, whether lots of their patrons come over to Fairview or we come over there to support them. A lot of the groups and a lot of people support both, and it's been great both for us and Whitelaw. And when we can both have a facility functioning again, well, for us at least, it'll hopefully bring more new curlers, and more new curlers can use both facilities, because that's the big thing, is getting people out and enjoying this facility and making it available for everybody.
I may not necessarily understand the inconvenience or the magnitude of the inconvenience that this produced with the spur-of-the-moment renovations here, Clint, but I do have to ask, how much feedback have you got from the staff and from the curlers themselves, and how understanding have they been over the past couple of years?
I don't deal with a lot of the emails that some of our back staff deals with, but I know when it comes to curling, we always get emails from everyone asking, when can we come back curling? When is Sterling coming back? And even in summertime, when can we maybe go pickleballing on the inside? And we just keep saying, just got to be a little patient. We're getting through this phase here, and we'll end up getting a facility that will be better than what we had, and it'll be good to see this facility back used again.
Do you see this renovation project being finished in time for the opening of the curling season this fall?
Absolutely, yeah. I've been in contact with the contractor. We're doing a little bit more renovations on the inside, even still, we want to have the ice in for middle to end of October, so we're ready to go for the 1st of November, and we're on track for that. We still want to do some more inside work prior to ice going in, but we're definitely on schedule. Our roof is currently on right now. We're just doing a little bit of starting on the tin work right now, but we will be ready to go for this fall.
How excited is everybody that the fall is coming up quicker than you think?
The days are counting down for sure. We're ready to start curling again. It's been a long time for a lot of us, and everyone is ready to get into this building again.
Clint Wild is the president of the Fairview Curling Club. Sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.